Let's jingle the chamber bells. It's Chamber Chat with the Tawas Area Chamber of Commerce on KJC Country 104.7 FM.
9:17, we've got, partly cloudy skies right now. Temperatures at 59 degrees. Tawas Area Chamber of Commerce, Chamber Chat time, and Janelle Walmsley joining us. Good morning, Janelle.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing fine, and you?
I'm doing great. I know you say it's cloudy out, but it's supposed to be gorgeous and sunny this weekend. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for the weekend. I always am. There are a lot of things going on, including Father's Day, but a lot of events happening, and you got the list of them, don't you?
We sure do. This weekend is just jam-packed. The summer's heating up literally and figuratively, so we can't wait to do this.
That's right. Well, where do we start, Janelle?
Well, I have a little factoid for you. Ooh. I know you know tons of stuff, Kevin, but did you know that tomorrow is National Get Outdoors Day?
You know what? I didn't until today. Believe it or not.
Just learned that, huh?
I did.
Fantastic. So we have a lot of things to get everybody outdoors tomorrow. In fact, there's going to be a special program out at Lumberman's Monument starting at 1 o'clock. And you know Lumberman's Monument. That's just a fantastic place to go and have a picnic. And they'll have some special programs out there tomorrow.
Yeah, they will. Along with Consumers Energy, I think.
Exactly.
Last hour, we talked to Delin from out there, and she gave us the rundown.
Fantastic. So you know how to get more information on that.
You bet.
Also, tomorrow is Relay for Life.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fantastic event that they're doing right there in Shoreline Park in Tawas City. You can still sign up for teams, I believe, by calling 1-800-227-2345. Come out and just support a fantastic event, right?
You're right. You're right. I've been a part of it for many, many, many years, and raising money for the American Cancer Society.
Exactly. On Saturday and Sunday, we have the Tawas Point Celebration Days, which is a nice big event for us. Fantastic things going on out there right under the lighthouse. Period vendors, crafters, demonstrations. You're going to have a kids' fishing derby. And, of course, the lighthouse is always open for tours.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I was up in there once, and that was quite a while ago, up in the tower there, and that was a pretty neat view.
It is a fantastic, and it should be a nice clear day both days this weekend. I encourage people to get out and do that. It's just a wonderful event and great for kids and families.
Yes.
Also tomorrow, you know, the farmer's market is in full swing now down in Gateway Park in Tawas City. That runs from 8 to 1 every Saturday, so don't miss that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a new thing, I know we talked about it last week a little bit, is the Farmers Market Express, which is just a great service, a little shuttle bus running between the State Dock, Brew Crew, Bay Park Towers, and then Gateway Park from 9 until 12:30. The cost is only $1 for the round trip. So if you're used to going to the Farmers Market in East Tawas, we have got great transportation to get you down to Gateway Park.
Boy, no doubt about that. What a great way to get there and go get some of those fresh produces that they have out there.
Exactly. I can't wait to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know you were talking about this earlier today, but tomorrow, in addition to be National Get Outdoors Day, is also Flag Day. So we've got a lot of activities going on to celebrate that.
Yes.
The East Tawas American Legion, Post 211, will conduct a dignified disposal of unserviceable American flags ceremony. That's going to be at noon on the empty property next to the American Legion Cemetery over on Lincoln Street in East Tawas. And, of course, the Boy Scouts help with that. So everyone's invited to come out for that.
Yes.
And then also in Tawas City, the Elks are holding their annual Flag Day ceremony right there at the Iosco County Veterans Memorial Plaza.
Yes.
So just great ways to celebrate Flag Day and remember what our country is all about, right?
Exactly, sure.
And then we're still on Saturday, if you can believe that, Kevin.
I do.
we have local artists. This is just a really fantastic program. They're going to be hosting a youth impromptu from 4 to 8, right on Newman Street. It's open to ages 5 through 20, and it's an exhibition of inspiration, achievement, and creativity. For more information, anyone can call 989-820-7850.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have kids in the family who are just budding artists, get them down there on Newman Street tomorrow.
So teach them early, and you know what? They'll learn a craft for life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so last week, the Tawas Community Concert Band started their Summer Concerts in the Park series. Those are on Monday nights, so that's Monday, June 16th, their second concert, right there in the East Tawas City Park. So that's a fantastic event. They'll start at 7:30.
You bet. John Thomas does a great job with that band.
Doesn't he? It's a fantastic thing, and just such popular tunes. Everybody, yeah. I love it kind of when you go and people kind of are humming and singing along.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a fun time. Wednesday, June 18th, that's next week, the Tawas Creek Ladies Invitational is going to be held at 8 o'clock right there at the Tawas Creek Golf Club. For any information, you can call 362-6262.
Okay.
And then later next week, Thursday, June 19th, the Chamber's hosting our business after hours. We're going to go summer style down on the beach at the Tawas Point Grill, which is in the state park right down by the gazebo. This is just a great business networking opportunity for members and anyone interested in becoming a Chamber member, you know, to come on out and meet a bunch of our folks and kind of see what we're about. That's from 5:30 to 7:30 on Thursday, June 19th. We just ask that people call the Chamber and let us know that they're coming.
Very good.
And then I'm going to fast forward a little bit to our 4th of July celebration.
Yes.
I don't have to fast forward much. That's just going to be in a few weeks. But I wanted to let everyone know that the parade is, the theme for the parade this year is honoring our heroes, which we're very excited about that. And, of course, our parade is on Friday, July 4th at 11 o'clock. We have parade applications for any businesses or organizations that are interested in entering a float or a car. Please just give us a call. That number is 362-8643. Or stop by. We can email you the parade application. Anything to make sure everybody who wants to be in that parade can be in that parade.
Okay.
And then we also have a couple other exciting things to talk about. Our fireworks display this year. Of course, we always have our fireworks here in Tawas on the 4th, which is Friday this year. And we're going to be setting those off from a barge right in Tawas Bay. So we're excited about that because we think that that is just going to give everybody a fantastic view no matter where you're going to watch these fireworks from.
I think you're right. It's a great idea.
Yeah, we're really thrilled about that. And then just to really celebrate the entire Independence Day weekend, there's going to be a children's bouncy playground right in Harbor Park Thursday through Sunday. So we're excited about that. Bring the kids down. There's going to be tons of bouncy playground, little bounce houses for them to bounce around and have fun and get all the energy worn off of them, right?
Yes, exactly. I've had little kids. I know what that's like, yeah.
So bring them down. It'll be Thursday through Sunday, 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
So that's about what we have. I just hope everybody has a fantastic weekend and takes advantage of all the beautiful things that we have to do here in our area.
All right. And Janelle, if they want more information about what we've talked about, a couple of ways they can reach you.
Absolutely. 362-8643 right here at the Chamber or on our website, tawas.com.
Sounds good. Janelle, have a great weekend and we'll talk to you guys again next week.
Thanks, Kevin. Sounds great. Take care.